It's the 29th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A road rage incident saw a man sustain serious injuries after being attacked by a moped rider. The victim was in his car travelling on Avon Drive in Bedford when he was dangerously overtaken on a roundabout by a moped. The two exchanged words before both stopping in a car park next to a care home where the altercation continued, resulting in the moped rider punching the victim through the car window. The victim got out of his car, whereupon the attacker continued the assault before making off on the moped. Beds police are appealing for witnesses, CCTV or dashcam footage of the incident. The moped rider is described as a black male in his 20s, wearing black clothing, riding a black moped with a rear delivery box. Check the show notes for how to report any evidence. Fujifilm has been given permission to build a new 3,000 square foot headquarters in Bedford. Based in the town since 1983, the photographic and imaging company employs over 150 people locally. A planning report said, retaining a blue-chip employer such as Fujifilm and its high-value jobs is of the utmost importance for the local economy. The Green Homes Grant was a resounding failure in Bedford, with only 377 vouchers issued. The flagship Green Scheme was supposed to encourage residents to make changes to their homes, such as adding insulation and low carbon heating. But Bedfordians had little interest in the scheme, which was due to run until March 2022 and was scrapped a year early. Wild claims the scheme would create thousands of local jobs and reduce carbon emissions in the borough have unsurprisingly not materialised. Local woman Melanie Stratton is cutting over 16 inches off of her hair to raise money for repairs to her local St Mary's Church. The hair will also be donated to the Little Princess Trust, who make free wigs for children who have lost their hair because of cancer treatment. Check the show notes for a link to the fundraiser. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.